This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Seva Teerth complex in Delhi, which will house his new office. In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Teerth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved PM Rahat Scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crore, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Under the PM Rahat Scheme, accident victims will get cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees, ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical help. Later addressing a gathering at Seva Teerth complex, the Prime Minister said, Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan have been built to fulfill the aspirations of the people of the country. He said, Seva Teerth, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 mark an important milestone in India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said, these reflect government's commitment to citizen-centric governance and national progress. He said, it is an effort to transform the mindset of power into a spirit of service.
आज हम सभी विकसित भारत का संकल्प लेकर सेवा तीर्थ में कर्तव्य भवन में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं अपने लक्ष्य में विजयी होने का दैवीय आशीर्वाद हमारे साथ है यहां से जो फैसले होंगे वो किसी महाराजा की सोच को नहीं 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की अपेक्षाओं को आगे बढ़ाने का आधार होंगे बनेंगे इसी अमृत भावना के साथ आज मैं ये सेवा तीर्थ एक कर्तव्य भवन भारत की जनता को समर्पित कर रहा हूँ
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rebutted the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, terming it a stage-managed, artificial and fake narrative. Mr. Goyal was responding to a video shared by Mr. Gandhi regarding the India-US trade arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the Congress leader made the allegations alongside party activists who were posing as farmer representatives. He dismissed the claims as completely baseless and accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead the country's annadatas. The union minister asserted that the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded by the government.
We have protected the interests of all our farmers, and this is an agreement that will help our farmers, fishermen, hardworking youth, MSMEs, startups, artisans, and Vishwakarmas. I've already announced many times that soya meal and maize, that is corn, has not been given any concession whatsoever. Hence, does not hurt any farmers' interests. By repeating it again and again, they are only trying to scare the farmers with their lies.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke to Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman and congratulated him on the remarkable victory in the Bangladesh parliamentary elections. In a message posted on X, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed his best wishes and reaffirmed India's commitment to strengthening bilateral ties and supporting a democratic, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. He said the election result reflects the confidence of the Bangladeshi people in Tariq Rehman's leadership. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said that all recent free trade agreements, whether with the European Union or the United States, have fully protected India's national interests, with farmers' welfare placed at the highest priority. He said this while addressing the 64th convocation of ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, IARI, in New Delhi. On the occasion of World Radio Day, a national-level special program was jointly organized yesterday in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh, by Akashwani and UNESCO. The program was inaugurated by Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Vishnu Deo Sai. The theme of this year's World Radio Day was Radio and Artificial Intelligence. Delivering the welcome address, Director General of Akashwani, Rajiv Jain, said that with changing technology, Akashwani has also undertaken several transformations. And India wrapped up their Asian Shooting Championships 2026 campaign in New Delhi with 7 medals on the final day to take their overall tally in seniors, rifle and pistol events to 33, including 13 gold, 11 silver and 9 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.